Today's daf is Shabbos Daf Tzadik Zayin, and we are 14 lines from the bottom of Daf Tzadik Vav Amid Beis, the two dots, Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Shmuel. Today's daf is being learned as a Schus Refuah Shalema for Shlomo ben Sara Aliza, Avram ben Gittel, Yitzchak Elio ben Chaya Sara, Avram Kaddish ben Malka Bela, Avram Yekasil ben Gittel, Rafal Chaim Shai Yashuv ben Baba Chaya Rivka, Yehuda Leib Chizkiyo ben Basya, Chaim ben Yama Mordechai ben Ida, Chizkiyo Shloim Ziskin ben Nechama, Yosef Tzvi ben Chana Henela, Yerachmiel Tzvi Moshe ben Chana, Ya'il Bas Bela, and Michal Sheshana Bas Tova Hadasa. Today's daf is also being learned. Le'ilu Nishmas, Yichil Yosef ben Tzvi Betzalel, Shloim Zeb ben Avram Yitzchak, Mordechai Ziskin ben Meir Ochanan, and Baruch Tzvi ben Ephraim Zalman Halevi. So yesterday we began the 11th parak of Masechta Shabbos, Perek HaZoyrek, and like so much of the Masechta, the topic of Perek HaZoyrek is the 39th of the Lamed Tes Melachos, the Melacha of Hoitzah. On that note, Zok de Gemara, Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, Rabbi Yehuda said in the name of his great Rabbi Shmuel, Mekoshesh, the Mekoshesh, Maver Arba Amos, Birshus HaRabim Havot. So, at the end of Parsha Shlach, tucked away, there are a few psukim in the Torah that talk about a real life story where there was a Yid in the Midbar that was Mechal Shabbos. The Pasuk says, Vayiyu b'nei Yisrael b'midbar. The Yidim were in the Midbar. Vayimtzu ish, Mekoshesh Eitzim b'yem HaShabbos. And there was a Yid that violated Shabbos. What did he do? He was Mekoshesh Eitzim. So we know wood was involved. That's easy. Eitzim. What did he do to wood? He was Mekoshesh. We'll see in the Gemara. Vayakrivu oisa ha-moitza moisa Mekoshesh Eitzim. There were Edim, and they delivered him to Moshe vel Aharon, vel kol ha-Eda. Vayinichu oisa ba-Mishmer. They locked him away. Kilo yoida feirach ma-Yayasalai. Because they simply didn't know what they were supposed to do to him. So this person, this Yid was Mechal Shabbos. What did he do? He was Mekoshesh Eitzim. He was caught red-handed. He was delivered to Moshe Aharon El Kol Eda. No one knew what to do. Vayim Hashem al Moshe. Hashem came to Moshe and told him, Moshe, you must ha'ish. This Yid is Chayiv Misa. Not just that, rogam oisoy ba'avonim kol ha'edom michutz la'machana. He's chayiv skilo. Vayatziu oisoy kol ha'edom michutz la'machana. Vayirgumu oisoy ba'avonim vayomois kasher tziva Hashem es Moshe. So literally a handful of psukim in the end of Parsha Shlach that discusses a yid in the midbar that was Mechal Shabbos. Moshe Rabbeinu didn't know what to do with him. Hashem came to Moshe, Vayomer Hashem al Moshe, he's chayiv misa, not just any misa, he's chayiv skila. What was the chil Shabbos that he did? He was Mekoshesh Eitzim. Says Rabbi Yehuda, I was Mekabel from my Rabbi Shmuel, that you want to know what it means to be Mekoshesh. The Mekoshesh Eitzim carried wood in a Rishus HaRabim, meaning in the Midbar, Dalan Amos, say he violated the Melacha of Haitzah, which is why we're discussing it right now. But Masis Tanan Abraisa was taught Toilah Shava. No, he didn't violate the Melacha of Haitzah, rather it was Koitzer. He had taken wood and torn it out of the ground. What he did to the wood was he gathered the wood. Either he carried the wood, he was Toilish the wood, or he gathered the wood. Says, well, you know, does it really matter? I mean, this is hashtag rest of the story. But from a practical, from a halachic standpoint, doesn't matter if the Mekoshesh was Maver Dalan Amos Peshus HaRabim, whether he was Koitzer, whether he was Ma'amer. So the Gemara says there actually is an Afkamina. Look at the Rav. Dama Rav. Rav said, Matzasim Yikilu Starn Bei Rav Chiyah. I found a hidden scroll in the house of Rav Chiyah. Now, why would this scroll have been hidden? Rashi says, Lefisha Ein Koisvin Halachos. Because even in that time, you were not allowed to write halachos. As a result, if someone had to write halachos, he would hide it. A conversation for another day. The cost of bay. Either way, what did it say in this hidden scroll? Isa ben Yehuda says, Avos malachos Avram chasa achas. There are 39 malachos. Ve'ein echai vela achas. And if you do the 39 malachos b'shoigig, you would have to bring only one chatas. If you did all 39 malachos b'shoigig, it's just one. Faith to Gemara. Is that true? You're only chai of one? Vesulei v'tamal into the Mishnah. Avos malachos Arbaim chasa achas. And we asked, we saw this many times in the Masechta, the why did the Tana, the Mishnah, have to count the Malachos? We can count it ourselves. We could do our math. Why do we need the Tana to tell me that there are 39 Malachos? From Rabbi Yochan, it said, She'im ha'son kulam behelam echad, chayiv al kalachas v'achas. It's coming to teach me that if somebody would violate all 39 Malachos, bishoy geg, one halama, the halach is he would have to bring 39 chatais. Because you don't bring one chatas for 39 malachas, you bring 39 chatas for 39 malachas. Bottom line is, how could Isi ben Yehuda have stated in this Megillah Storim, in this hidden scroll, that there are 39 malachos, ve'enoi chayiv ela achas, that would seem to contradict what Rabbi Yochanan said so many times in Masechta Shabbos. Rabbi Yochanan said that 39 malachos begets 39 chatos. So the Gemara says, right, Ema, you know what? It must have said, enoi chayiv al achas mehev. So this hidden scroll that Rav found in Rabbi Chiya's house said the following. I, Isi ben Yehuda, say, there are 39 avos malachos, you're chayiv for 38, one you're not chayev. There's one you're not chayev. So the question is, which one are you not chayev for? Says the Gemara, I don't know. But one thing I do know, that depending on what the Mekoshesh Eitzim was, we'd be able to knock out that one. Because the Mekoshesh Eitzim was chayev miso. So if the Mekoshesh Eitzim was chayev miso, obviously that's not the quote-unquote one for which there wouldn't be no chayev. So the Gemara says, Rabbi Yehuda, Pshitleida Maver Chayev, according to Rabbi Yehuda, who was Mekabel from his Rabbi Shmuel, that the Mekoshesh was Maver Dalar Amas Peshus HaRabim. So it comes out of someone's Maver Dalar Amas Peshus HaRabim, he's going to be chayev. So it's from the 38th then, Havara Dalar Amas Peshus HaRabim. It's not the one for which you're not chayev. Masnisa, the price that says that the Mekoshesh was a Toivish, Pshitleida Toivish Chayev. So it would come out, Nafkimina Lalacha, that if someone's Toivish Eitzim, he's going to be chayev. Rav Acha Bar Yaakov, according to Rav Acha Bar Yaakov, that said he was in Ma'amr, Pshitleid Ma'amr Chayv. It's Pashit that from Ma'amr you'd be Chayv. In other words, the Gemara explains, Mar Sava Hammi Aloy Masafka, Umar Sava Hammi Aloy Masafka. So even though there seemed to be a suffix, there was this tradition that attributes itself to Isi ben Yehuda, it was found written in a hidden scroll that for one of the 39 malachas, there's no chiruv, depending on what the Mekoshesh was, we could at the very least knock that one out. So it does chapa nafkamin al halacha, whether the Mekoshesh was Chayiv Misa for carrying Dalan Amas Peshus HaRabim, whether it was Chayiv Misa for being Koitzer, or whether it was Chayiv Misa for being Me'amer. So we mentioned the Mekoshesh Eitzim. Again, why are we talking about the Mekoshesh Eitzim? It's because, according to Rav Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, the Mekoshesh Eitzim violated the Melacha of carrying Dalan Amas Peshus HaRabim. So we're going to digress a little bit about the Mekoshesh Eitzim. Tanu Rabbanon, Mekoshesh Zes Tzlofchad. So we put a name to the face. You want to know who the Mekoshesh Eitzim was? In the Torah, the Pasuk just says, Vayimtzu Ish. He was a mensch. He was a man. He was Mekoshesh Eitzim B'yoyim HaShabbos. We don't have any more information. Says the Gemara, Torah Shabbal Peh. You want to know who the Mekoshesh Eitzim was? He was Tzlofchad. So who's Tzlofchad? So Tzlofchad's mentioned in the Torah as a man that had died prematurely. He died because of his sin, says the Pasuk. He had no sons, all he had was daughters. And when the parish of Nachlois was taught, the daughters came to Moshe Rabbeinu and said, Moshe, I understand, we're going to go into the land, into Eretz Yisrael, we're not going to have any land because our father died, and how are we supposed to yarshin anything? And through Tzlofchad, the parish of Nachlois was taught. That's when you learn Perek Yesh Neuchlin and Masechtas Bava Basra, so you learn a lot about Tzlofchad because it was Megalgal and Tzchus HaYidei Zakai. The whole parish of Nachlois was taught through Tzlofchad. So again, Tzlofchad died, left over daughters, hence the Tzlofchad and the Benoit Tzlofchad. But says the Gemara, you want to know who the Mekoshesh was, it was Tzlofchad. How do we know that? We learn it from a Gzeira Shavah. Because V'chein Uoymer says, V'yu b'nei Yisrael b'midbar v'yim tzuish. Ula halon Uoymer avinu meis b'midbar. B'midbar, b'midbar. Ma lahalon Tzlofchad. Just like there, the Pasuk is describing Tzlofchad, Afkan Tzlofchad. So to hear it, Tzlofchad as well. Divrei Rabbi Akiva. Amal Rabbi Yudah B'Meseiro. So Rabbi Yudah B'Meseiro told Rabbi Akiva, Akiva, benkach u'benkach ata asalite nesaden. Whether you're right or whether you're wrong, meaning I don't know, but whether you're right that the Mekoshesh was Tzlofchad or you're wrong the Mekoshesh wasn't Tzlofchad, either way you're going to have to give din v'cheshbon, meaning you were wrong for saying that. Why? Because if you're right that it's Tzlofchad, so why did the Torah say it's Tzlofchad? The Torah could have very easily said Vayu b'nei Yisrael b'midbar Vayimtzu Tzlofchad Mekoshesh Eitzim b'yom HaShabbos. The Torah doesn't say that. It says Vayimtzu Ish. He was a man. Why did the Torah not reveal it? There must have been a reason. So if the Torah didn't reveal it, V'ata Megalo Yisrael, that's wrong. V'im Lav, and if you're wrong in that the Tzlofchad was not the Mekoshesh, the Moitzi Laz Alei Tzadik, then why are you being Moitzi Laz on the Tzadik that was Tzlofchad? Says the Gemara, V'ala HaGomar Gzeir HaShavah. How could Rabbi Yudah Ben Beseira argue with Rabbi Akiva? Rabbi Akiva said he had a Gzeir HaShavah. So the Gemara says the reason he was able to argue with Rabbi Akiva was because Gzeir HaShavah like Gomar, because he himself didn't have this Gzeir HaShavah. Elo, says the Gemara, Mehecha Hava. If that's the case, meaning, if according to Rabbi Yudah Ben Beseira, Tzlofchad wasn't the Mekoshesh, yet we know that Slavcha died prematurely. And he didn't just die prematurely, he died because of an Avera that he did, the Pasuk says. So what was the Avera? So the Gemara says it was a different Avera. It says, because of the Avera, also mentioned in Parashat Shlach, Vayapilu. We're going to talk about this in the Red Bite. But for now, Vayapilu means right after Hashem told the Yidden, tell the Yidden that because of the Avera the Meraglin, the Yidden are not going to be able to enter Eretz Yisrael. So they were supposed to, at that point, get used to the idea that they were going to be in the Midbar for the next 40 years. But there were Yidden that wanted to go to Eretz Yisrael anyways. And the Pasuk says, Vayapilu lalois el roi shahar. Tzlafchad was one of those people that was in Avera, and that's why he died. Says the Gemara, Kayoitze bedavar ata oimer. A similar exchange you find between Rabbi Akiva and between Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseirah. The Pasuk says, Vayichar af Hashem bam. So the context is, Miriam spoke Lashon Hara on Moshe, and then the Torah says that Hashem was angry at Miriam and on Aharon. Melamed says the Gemara, Sha'af Aharon, it started with Rabbi Akiva. So Rabbi Akiva said, you know, the Pasuk is coming to say, when it says, Vayicharaf Hashem bon, that Hashem didn't only get angry at Miriam, but Hashem got angry at Aharon as well. It's because Aharon also became a Mitzayra. Aharon was equally as complicit in the Lashon Hara as Miriam was. Amalei Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseirah. So Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseirah told Rabbi Akiva again, the same Lashon. Akiva, Benkachu, Benkachat, Asalit, and Nesadin. You're going to have to give Din Cheshbon. If you're right that Aharon really spoke Lashon Hara, then a Torah Kisoi, the Torah could have told it to us. The Torah told us that Miriam spoke Lashon Hara. The Torah talks about Miriam's punishment. How come the Torah doesn't talk about Aharon's punishment? Obviously, the Torah wanted it to be concealed. So how do you have a right to go ahead and disclose it? So that's wrong. And if you're wrong, meaning Aharon wasn't a Mitzayra, he really didn't speak Lashon Hara, then at the Moitzi Laza, why is it Tzadik? Then why are you being Moitzi Laza and Aharon? The Gemara says, Velo Haksiv, bum. Rabbi Akiva had a diuk. Vayichar af Hashem bum. It sounds like Hashem wasn't only angry at Miriam, it sounds like he was angry at Aharon as well. So the Gemara says, no, Ahub ben Azif Abama, that doesn't mean that he became a Mitzayra. All that means is that Hashem was angry at him. On some level, he was complicit. But to say that he became a Mitzayra and that he was complicit on that level, you have no raya from the Pasuk. Tanya Kamanda Ma'afaron and Star, a raya from a Braisa to Rabbi Akiva Shita that said that Aharon became a Mitzayra. The Pasuk says, Vayifan Aharon al Miriam. Aharon turned to Miriam, Vihine Mitzayras, and she was a Mitzayra. Tanya, the Braisa says, what does it mean Aharon turned? Where did he turn from? Shapana Mitzaratoi. Meaning he had, his fortune had turned. He had been a Mitzayra, Vayifan, he was no longer a Mitzayra, goes to Miriam, Vina Mitzayras, and now Miriam was a Mitzayra. Amr ish lakish, ha choshed b'ksherim, if someone's choshed b'ksherim, loike b'gufay, so you're not allowed to be choshed b'ksherim. If somebody is, so he's going to be punished, and his guf is going to be punished. The Pasuk says, V'hein lo yaminu lis. Hashem comes to Moshe, reveals himself to him at the burning bush, and he says, go tell the Yidden that I sent you as a shliach to take the Yidden out of Mitzrayim. So what was Moshe Rabbeinu's reaction? V'hein lo yaminu b'li. V'lo yishmu b'koili. Ki yoimru lo yinirei lach Hashem. They're not going to believe that Hashem revealed himself to me. Says the Gemara, Kadosh Baruch Hu knew that really the Yidden were going to believe Moshe. Amalois. Hashem told Moshe, hey maminim b'nei maminim. V'ata in soifach lahamin. Hey, maminim, how do you know the Yidden are maminim? D'chsev, vayya, amen, ha'am. They believed. B'nei maminim, because they're the sons of Avram. The Pasuk says, v'hemin b'ashem. Ata in soif chalahamin. You are not going to believe. Shenem, v'yan lo yamantem bi. Fascinating Gemara. By the chet of the Mei Meriva. So Klal Yisrael were maminim b'nei maminim. And you're not a maimin, so to speak. As a result, you're a choshe b'ksherim. So where do you see from here that a choshe b'ksherim is loike b'gufay? Is mimai d'laka? Where do you see that Avram Avinu was punished and his guf was punished? The pasuk says, "Vayemer Hashem loy oid havi noyotcha b'chekecha." So the pasuk says, Hashem tells Moshe, "I'm going to teach you a few tricks like this. You'll be able to just put your hand into your lap," and he puts it in. All of a sudden, his hand was it became a mitzayra. It was white like snow. So what do you see from there? You see from there that Moshe Avinu was punished. Why was he punished? What did he do in that whole exchange to be punished? He was choshe b'ksherim. He didn't give the Yidden the benefit of the doubt. Vayan Moshe vayoyme vehein lo yaminu li. He was choshe b'ksherim, and that's why he was loike b'guf. Amar Rabbi Yitamir Rabbi Yisrael Reb Chanin. Midas Maharis Lavi Midas Peronios. When Hashem brings Yeshuas, it comes much quicker than Peronios comes. Deal with Midas Peronios k'siv. By Peronios it says vayoytziyav v'hine yodem mitzayras kashelik. Moshe Rabbeinu took his hand out. And it was Mitzayras Keshalik. Ve'ilu b'mida toivik siv, v'yotzia mechekoi, v'nei shava kipsaroi. Mechekoi hu de shava kipsaroi. So when Moshe Rabbeinu takes his hand out of his lap and it becomes white like snow. So when does it become white? When he took it out. But when Moshe Rabbeinu was told by Hashem afterwards, put your hand back in and you see it's going to return. So Moshe Rabbeinu, as soon as he put it back in his lap, it had already turned. He didn't have to wait until he took it out. So you see that the Midah Toiva, Shuas Hashem is keherifayin. It comes quicker. It comes quicker than Midas Peronios. And it's a remiss to that is from those psukim. The Pasuk says, Vayivla mata harin es matoisam. So we're literally digressing from our digression. So this is already fast forward a little bit. Where Aharon and Moshe, they're appearing in front of Paroi, and they take the sticks, it turns into snakes, the snakes turn into sticks. So the Pasuk says that the mata of Aharon, the staff of Aharon, swallowed the staff of the Egyptians. Rabbi Loza said this was a nes betoich nes. This was a double miracle. Meaning it would have been one thing had the snake swallowed up the snake, or the snake swallowed up the staff. But that the staff should swallow up the staffs, that's already a nes betoich nes. Regardless, this concludes the Agadita portion of today's daf. We'll get back to it at the end of the daf. The raid will be all about the Mekoshe Sheitzin. But for now, we have a little bit of Lamdas. So in the Mishnah, we had a Machloikis between Rabbi Akiva and the Chachamim. An often quoted Machloikis. And that is, if somebody throws something from a Rishus HaYachid to a Rishus HaRabim, he's Chayev. He did an Akira in a Rishus HaYachid. There was an Anach in a Rishus HaRabim. You're chayev for the malacha vaitzah. Even though you didn't carry it, you threw it, it's somewhat unconventional, it's only a tolda, but at the same time, you're going to be chayev. Someone throws from a Rishus Rabbim to a Rishus HaYachid, again, he's going to be chayev. What happens if somebody throws from a Rishus HaYachid to a Rishus HaYachid, but it goes derech Rishus HaRabbim? So the Mishnah said it was machloikis Rabbi Akiva the Chachamim. Rabbi Akiva mechayev, the Chachamim poitrim. According to Rabbi Akiva, you're going to be chayev, and according to the Chachamim, you're going to be potter. The Gemara now is going to bring four possibilities as to what the machloikis may be between Rabbi Akiva and the Chacham. But just 2 points of introduction before we get into this. Number one, we mentioned this yesterday, that a Rishus HaRabim's ear space has a din of a Rishus HaRabim only up to 10 tefachim. So if you go above 10 tefachim in a Rishus HaRabim, that area doesn't have a din of a Rishus HaRabim. So up to 10 tefachim it has a din of a Rishus HaRabim. Above that, it doesn't have a din of a Rishus HaRabim. That's the first thing. The second thing is that even though the Chachamim in the Mishnah say that if somebody would throw something from a Rishus HaYachid to a Rishus HaYachid, it would travel through the Rishus HaRabim, the halachis would be potter. There is a way, however, to move something, not throw, but move something from a Rishus HaYachid to a Rishus HaYachid, derech Rishus HaRabim b'chayiv. How is that? If you're moishet, if you would pass something from one person to another. So you wouldn't pass it, but you would hand it off. So even though it goes derech Rishus HaRabim, mirishus HaYachid, lirishus HaYachid, in that case you would be chayiv. Now the Mishnah qualified, it said it's only true if it's on the same side of the Rishus HaRabim. We'll see more about that. But for now, two things to bear in mind. Number one, the ear space, Aver Rishus HaRabim, has a din of Rishus HaRabim only up until 10 Tfachim. Number two, even the Chachamim that hold that if you're Zoyrik, Mir Rishus HaYachid, Rishus HaYachid, Derech Rishus HaRabim, the Halach is your potter. But if you would be Moshet, if you would pass it, over there you would be Chayv. So again, we have a Machloikis, Rabbi Kivin, the Chachamim. If you're Zoyrik, Mir Rishus HaYachid, Rishus HaYachid, Derech Rishus HaRabim, you're going to be Chayv a potter. According to Rabbi Kivin, you're Chayv. According to the Chachamim, you're potter. Boy, Rabbi had a shayim. Lamantim Asar Pligi. He said, was the Machloikis, Rabbi Kivin, the Chachamim, where this item that was thrown was beneath 10 Tfachim? And if that's the case, Baha Pligi, the Machloikis, maybe was the following. The Mar Sovar, Armina Kluta Kemisha Huncha Dam. Rabbi Akiva holds that Kluta is Kemisha Huncha. That if something is in the ear space of an area, it's as if it's Munach. That's a real Hoitzah term. It's as if there was a Hanacha in that area. It's for that reason, Rabbi Akiva holds that if you throw from Rishus HaYachid to Rishus HaYachid, Derech Rishus HaRabim, you're going to be Chayev. Why are you Chayev? Because when it was in the ear space of the Rishus HaRabim, there was a Hanach in the Rishus HaRabim. So in fact, you did two things. You went from Rishus HaYachid to Rishus HaRabim, that's one problem. And then you went again from Rishus HaRabim to Rishus HaYachid, that's another problem. Umarsav, the Chachamim argue, because they hold, they hold that there's no such thing as Klute Gemish Huncha. But Avol, however, says the Gemara, Rabbah, Alamayla Me'asaro, but let's say this would have been more than 10 Tvachim above the ground. Everybody holds it's not the Avir of the Rishus HaRabim, so the Rabbi Akiva maybe would hold Potter. Now, what's the chiddush? The chiddush is v'lo yolfin on zayrik mimayshet. That even though you find that if someone's mayshet mirshus ayachid or shus ayachid derech rishus harabim, even if it's l'mayla me'asara tvachim, what's the halacha? You're going to be chayiv, so you can argue what's the difference if I'm mayshet l'mayla me'asara tvachim or if I'm zayrik l'mayla me'asara tvachim. Stating that Rabbi said, maybe not. Maybe the machloek is Rabbi Akiva the chav, meaning the whole Rabbi Akiva is only where it's l'mata me'asara tvachim. It's predicated on the fact that even though it never landed in a rishus harabim, but it was in the airspace of the rishus harabim, because it's less than 10 tfachim, and klutas kemisha hun chadami, it's only there that you chay. But if it's l'mayla me'asar tfachim, everybody holds you potter, because there's no klutas kemisha hun chadami, because it's not in the rishus harabim. You find by moishet such a concept? That's very nice. But lo yalfin is arg moishet. Oidom, a rabbi said, maybe the shayla is something else. L'mayla me'asar pli. Maybe the machlekes is dafka, where it was l'mayla me'asar. Ubaha pli. And the machlekes was the marsav yalfin is arg mi moishet, the marsav lo yalfin is arg mi moishet. Rabbi Akiva holds you learn zarek from moishet. It's just like if you're moishet l'mayla me'asar tfachim, you chay. If you're zarek l'mayla me'asar tfachim, you chay. Whereas the chachamim hold that you don't learn zayik much. But if it would be less than 10 tfachim, in that case, everybody would hold your chayiv. Even the chachamim would you hold your chayiv. My timer, because klutah kemisha unchadamia. Because klutah kemisha unchadamia. Maybe even the chachamim hold of klutah kemisha unchadamia. In other words, Rabbi saw two ways how to understand the machlokes. Either they're arguing in klutah kemisha unchadamia or klutah or they're arguing in whether Yalfin and Zarek mi Moshet or Yalfin and Zarek mi Moshet. The Nafkimin is, are they arguing Lemata mea Sarat Fachim or are they arguing Lemaila mea Sarat Fachim? If the Machloikis is Kluta, so the Machloikis is Lemata mea Sarat Fachim, because you only have Kluta if it's within the ear space that's considered halachically Rishos Harabim. That's less than 10 Tvachim. If the Machloikis is Yalfin and Zarek mi Moshet, then it has nothing to do with 10 Tvachim, because Moshet you're Chayiv even if it's Lemaila mea Sarat Fachim. But Rabbi just saw two ways to learn it. He saw the world very black and white. Either it's a machloikis of klutah kemisha hunchadamya, or it's a machloikis of yalfina zarek b'moshe. Now, at first glance, you can argue, maybe the machloikis is both. Maybe the machloikis is something else. So we'll see in the course of the Gemara. But that's the two tzadim that Rabbi presented in the beginning of the sugya. I'm Rav Yosef. So Rav Yosef said as follows. So whenever there's Rabbi, this is Rav Yosef. So Rav Yosef said, "Ha milsa iboy le Rav Chizda." I have a Masoid Rav Chizda once had the same shayla. Upash the nahalei Rav Hamnuna, and Rav Hamnuna was poshed at mehar from the following brisa. Brisa says, "Shusay yachid, shusay yachid." If somebody throws something from a shusay yachid, shusay yachid, va'oyver b'rishus harabim atzma, and it goes through the cheftza of a rishus harabim. That's like a lomdish term. Va'oyver b'rishus harabim atzma. Rabbi Akiva mechayev v'chacham and poshed. So at first glance, this is Rabbi Akiva and the chacham and l'shitasayu. It's the same machlokes. But there's one added term in this braisa that we don't have in the Mishnah. It goes through the Rishus HaRabim Atzma. What does this mean? So said Rav Hamnuna, midikam Rishus HaRabim Atzma, pshita, that lamata me'asara pligi. It sounds like for sure we're dealing with lamata me'asara. Why? Because if it's not lamata me'asara, then it's not in the Rishus HaRabim Atzma. Because the ear space of the Rishus HaRabim is only considered Rishus HaRabim up until 10 Tvachim. L'mayla me'asara Tvachim is not considered Rishus HaRabim anymore. So Yosef said that I heard from Rav Chizda, heard from Rav Hamnuna, that it's a Mefurish Abrais. You see, the Machloikis is where it was L'mata me'asara Tvachim, and the Machloikis is whether we say Kluta. But the Gemara says, Ubimai. So we just have to clarify the drop. Because Ilay Mibamavir, what are we talking about? Meaning, this Machloikis is where we keep in the Chachamim, which we assumed, we took for granted as we read it, Rabbi Yosef seemed to, that the Machloikis is where we were Zayrik. Maybe not. We just talk it through in real time. Maybe it's talking about where somebody carried it. Says the Gemara, do you have to take it through the Rishus HaRabim Atzma in order to be Chayiv? If it wouldn't be in the Rishus HaRabim Atzma, meaning if somebody walks from a Rishus HaYachid to Rishus HaRabim, or he walks Dalan Amas Rishus HaRabim, or he walks from a Rishus HaRabim to Rishus HaYachid, or if he walks from Rishus HaYachid to Rishus HaRabim and then Vaito to Rishus HaYachid, you have to be carrying it within 10 Tvachim. Nobody holds that. We saw this earlier. Shekain. If somebody carries a load more than 10 tefachim off the ground, chayiv, even though it's not in the airspace of the Rishus HaRabim, she came as the Bnei Kos, because that's the way the Bnei Kos carry the Klei HaMishkan, Elolah B'Zayrik. So must be it's talking about Zayrik, Ulamatim Yasara, Hudim Chayiv. You see the Machloikis is, meaning the only time Rabbi Akiva said his halacha of chayiv is where it went through the Rishus HaRabim Atzma, where there's a kluta, it's tafka over there, and shma mina, if that's the case, the kluta kemisha huncha pligi, shma mina. So says the Gemara, Rabba had two tzadim, had to understand the machloikis in the Gemara. Are they arguing lamata me'asara kluti kemisha hunchadamya or not? Are they arguing lamayla me'asara yafina moishet zayrik mi moishet le yafina zayrik mi moishet? Rav Yosef was poishet from a Braisa, it was in the name of Rav Chisda, who said in the name of Rav Amnuna, where we have the identical machloikis, Rabbi Akiva and the Chachamim, Mirshusayachid, Va'oimer Mirshusarabim Atzma. What does Atzma mean? The a part of the Rishusarabim that it has a din of a Rishusarabim. It means it's Lamatam Yasar Tvachim. So you see clearly that's the machloikis, which means they're arguing in the halacha of Kluta, says the Gemara, stating that Upligid Rabbi Lazar. What we just said is the like Rabbi Lazar. I'm Rabbi Lazar. Rabbi Lazar is a Mechayv Rabbi Akiva. Afilo lemaila miyod. That Rabbi Akiva holds that your chayiv even. Emphasis on even lemaila miyod. We'll see what this means. V'haydik panu rishus rabbi matzmo. And the reason that Bryce said rishus rabbi matzmo is loydiacha koichad rabbanon. It's coming to teach me koichad rabbanon that the rabbanon argue even lemata miyod. I mean, Rabbi Loza was commenting on this Bryce, not the Mishnah, the Bryce. The machloik is Rabbi Akiva the Chachamim. Now we have two sources for it. We have the Mishnah, the first Mishnah Perek Hazorik, and we have this Bryce. What's the difference between the Mishnah and the Bryce? Rishus rabbi matzmo. It's a very big difference because rishus rabbi matzmo means we're talking about lemata miyasar etvachim. So at first glance, Rav Hamnuna was poshut from this brisa that the whole Rabbi Akiva is where it's lamata me'asar tvachim, because Rabbi Akiva shita is based on kluta. But Rabbi Elazar said not that way. Rabbi Elazar said really Rabbi Akiva said it even lamaila. So why did the brisa say it lamata? Koyach de tera adif, to teach me the chachamim shita that the chachamim hold yinat chayiv even where it was lamata. So what do you see from here? You see that Rabbi Akiva said as halacha even lamaila me'asar tvachim, and the chachamim said their halacha even lamata me'asar tvachim. In other words, according to Rabbi Lazar, the machlokes Rabbi Akiva the Chachamim is in both situations. Loi shna if it's lamayla me'asar tvachim, loi shna if it's lamata me'asar tvachim. Again, Rabbi saw it in two extremes. Either they're arguing dafka lamata or they're arguing dafka lamayla. Rabbi Lazar says the Gemara held not that way. Rabbi Lazar held, no, they're arguing in both cases. Says the Gemara, upligid Rabbi Chilkiya bar Tuvi. And this is also not like another Amor. Rabbi Chilkiya bar Tamar, Rabbi Chilkiya bar Tuvi. Toich shloi shadibi akol chayiv. If somebody would throw something within three tvachim off the ground, everybody would hold chayiv. Even the Chachamim would hold chayiv. The Malamei Asar, if it would be more than 10 tvachim, the Rakol Pater, everyone hold your Pater. Mikilmo Vadyod, if it was between 3 tvachim and 10 tvachim, Banu Machlaikis Rabbi Kibid Rabbanon. That's what we have the Machlaikis between Rabbi Akiva and the Chachamim. This is clearly a third sheet. The machloikis is dafka between 3 tvachim and 10 tvachim. Either way, these are the 4 stadim that the Gemara just discussed in the sugi. Tanya nami hachi raya to this last sad betoich gimel debeakol chayv. If it would be within 3 tvachim, everyone holds chayv. B'malam yudene ala mishom shvos. If it's more than 10 tvachim, all it is an issa derabbanan. Nobody holds chayv. Meaning it is aser, however, but mishom shvos. It's only aser midrabbanan. If the two rishus hayachis belong to the same person, mutter, then it would be even mutter lechatchila. So lemala me asara. If it's two people's rishuyos, the two rishus hayachids belong to two different people, it would be asamid rabbanon. If they belong to the same person, in that case, it would be mutter. If it's between 3 and 10 tvachim, we keep him a chayiv, v'chachamim poichim. So that's a braisa that supports Rabbi Chilkiya bar Tuvi, which was the fourth tzad, had to understand the machloikis between the Rabbi Kiva and the chachamim. Omar mar. So we just said in this last braisa that what if it's lemay lemay asar tvachim? Going according to this last braisa, Rabbi Chilkiya bar Tuvi, where the machloikis is between 3 tvachim and 10 tvachim, less than 3. Everyone holds chayiv. More than 3, everybody holds potter. However, there's a nafkamina. If the two rishus hayachis that you're carrying from derech rishus harabim belong to one person or the same person, one person or a different person. If it's one person, then you're gonna it's mutter lechatchila. If it's a different person, then it's going to be asim midrabbanan. Now, what's the issa derabbanan? And why is the issa derabbanan only if it belongs to somebody else, not if it belongs to yourself? Says Rashi, it's very simple. This is Eruvin 101 because. Which is in and of itself an oxymoron. But it's Eruvin 101. Because we know that there's an Issa derabbanan to carry from one person's Rishus Hayachid to another person's Rishus Hayachid. Midday rice, you can't carry from Rishus Hayachid to Rishus Rabbin, Rishus Rabbin to Rishus Hayachid, Dalanam is Rishus Rabbin. But from one Rishus Hayachid to another Rishus Hayachid, if it's not Derek Rishus Rabbin, of course you're allowed to carry. The Rabbanan, however, said you're not. That's why we have the institution known as Eruve Chatzeres, to allow someone to carry between house and house, when they belong to different people, assuming they're all in the same chatzar, or from chatzar to chatzar, through the shituf mivaris. But the point is that there's always a general
an Erev in Esed Rabbanon to carry from one person's Rishus Sayachit to another person's Rishus Sayachit. So if both Rishus Sayachit belong to the same person, then you don't have that Esed. If the two Rishus Sayachit belong to two different people, then you're going to have a problem. But the bottom line is, if both Rishus belong to the same person, then it's Mutter. You can throw from a Rishus Sayachit to Rishus Sayachit, Derech Rishus Arabim, Lemaila Me'asara Tfachim, as long as they both belong to the same person, so you don't need any Ruvei Chatzeros. So the Gemara says, let me have a Tuf to the Rav. I think this is a Tuf on Rav. Itmar, Shnei Batim Shein Tzid Rishus Arabim. Yet, if you have two houses on two sides of the Rishus Rabbim, Rabbi Barafuna, Amar Rab, Rabbi Huna said in the name of Rab, also Lizard Mizel is that you're not allowed to throw from one to the other. Shmuel Amashmuel said, Mutal Lizard Mizel is that you are allowed to. Now the assumption is that we're talking about where it's Lemaila Mea Asara Tvachim, and it's the same person, and still you see over here that Rab holds its Asar. We just said in the Braisa that it would be Mutter. So the Gemara says, V'lav mi'oy kimna, haven't we discussed this somewhere else? Erev in daf pehe. And over there the Gemara said, K'goin the midli chad u'matzi chad. It's talking about with the two roofs that you were throwing from one to the other weren't even. And as a result, we're concerned, there's zimn enough of asil asui. Maybe you're not going to have such good aim. It's going to be harder to predict where this thing you're throwing is going to go, and there's a concern. It may drop into the Rishus Rab. If it drops into the Rishus Rab, it's going to be a problem. But that's the Akimta, that's a special issue. But ordinarily, to throw, according to this Braisa, L'mayla me'asara tfachim, mirushus hayachid, rushus hayachid, where both rishriyos hayachid belong to the same person, really that's something that is going to be, okay, amalei Rav Chizda l'Rav Hamnuna. The Gemara is continuing to discuss this braisa, so we're not ready to exhale yet. So Rav Chizda told Rav Hamnuna, Rami do Rav Hamnuna, Rav Chizda l'Rav 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 that if something's within three tfachim of the ground, it's kalavud. Love and meaning, it's as if it's lying on the ground. So one of the important halachas in Shas, really, but it comes up a lot in Erevin, and in Sukkah, and in Shabbos, is love. If something's within three tefachim from the ground, or if you have a three tefach gap, you can close the gap. So there's parameters and rules and regulations of when exactly you're allowed to use love. But there's a concept called love. Now, our braisa seemed to suggest love. Where do you see love in the braisa? We didn't explain this when we read the braisa, but it's... The Gemara is suggesting that from the fact that the Braisa said that there's no machlokes Rabbi Kiva the Chachamim, if you're Zoyrik within three tefachim, what's the reason? Probably because within three tefachim, it's literally on the ground. You don't have to come out to Klut Kimisha Hunchadamya. It's very simple. You went from Rishus Hayachid to Rishus Rabin, from Rishus Rabin to Rishus Hayachid. It's very simple that you're going to be Chai. Meaning you see Lavud. So it's for that reason that Amira and Rav Amnun and Rav Chizda in this sugi were talking about Lavud. They said, how do you know Lavud? Amalis, he told him, Fishi Yevshalal Rishus Rabin, Shatilakate, the Malaki the Brihidni. He says, it has to be that this is the way it is. Meaning, it's partial that the first three tefachim in a Rishus HaRabim have to be part of the Rishus HaRabim. You know why? Because what are you going to do? You're going to shave the Rishus HaRabim so that it's going to be perfectly smooth? You can't do that. It's E-Efsher, right? A Malakit and a Rehitni. These were things that barbers used. So it's not possible. How are you going to clean it smooth? So it's inevitable that there's going to be some bumps. And if that's the case, must be three tfachim is considered like being on the ground. So Gemara says, E-Hachi, if that's the case, Gimel Nami Vesul, Gimel Nami, three also. Meaning, there's bumps in a Rishus HaRabim that are more than three tefachim. So why does Lavud only work up to three tefachim? And not just that, how does learned in the Mishnah? Meaning you find Lavud in other contexts as well. For example, Amishal should find this, somebody has a sukkah. And the sukkah goes, the walls are attached to the schach, but they're not attached to the ground. So there's a little bit of space between the ground and where the wall starts. So the halacha is as follows. If they're three tefachim off the ground, the sukkah is possible. Clearly implied that if it's less than three, it's going to be kosher. What's the reason? Probably because of lavud. Now this has nothing to do with a Rishus HaRabim. Our Braisa was discussing lavud in the context of a Rishus HaRabim. Klut HaKamisha Huncha, Rabbi Akiva, the Chachamim, Hoitza, Havara. We're talking Rishus HaRabim dig. So you want to tell me that the reason there's lavud in a Rishus HaRabim is because the Rishus HaRabim inevitably is going to have some bumps? I got it. But you find the concept of lavud in areas of halacha that have nothing to do with Rishus HaRabim, such as the doifen of a sukkah. What does that have to do with a Rishus HaRabim? And still you see there's a concept of lavud. So the Gemara says, no, that has nothing to do with lavud. Hasam hainu taima, there the reason of Gimel Tochim is, it's because if there's a three tefach gap, that means a gedi, a goat, would be able to walk through. And if a gedi can walk through, it's not a wall. If a gedi can't walk through, then it is a wall. It's like we had holes in yesterday's daf. The Gemara was talking about a nekiv and a klicheres. A Zayis can come out, a Riman can come out. So there's dinim like that in Defanois as well. If a Gedi can get through, then it's not a wolf. If a Gedi cannot get through, then it is. So they do a love it. But the Gemara says, that's not true. You know why? Because Tenech, Lamato, Lamayik, Lamayim, we have the same exact halach on the top of the sukkah. What would be if the wall is attached to the ground, it just doesn't reach all the way up to the schach. If there's a 3 tefach gap, puzzle. If there's a less than 3 tefach gap, it's kosher. Why? Well, you can tell me because of the Gedi. The Gedi is not on the top of the wall, it's on the bottom of the wall. Ella must be Kol Pachas Mishloach Kolavadami. Must be its Lavud. So again, you see Lavud in the context of Rishus HaRabim, you see it in the context of the Fanes of Sukkah. So what is the Makaris? The Gemara says it has to be Hilchas Gemiri Law. It must be that it's a Halacha L'Moshe Misinai. So the Halacha of Lavud is a Halacha L'Moshe Misinai. Either way, until this point, we've discussed the Machloikis Rabbi Akiva and the Chachamim in our Mishnah, which is also a Machloikis Rabbi Akiva and the Chachamim in a Braisa, albeit with a little bit of a shinui, and that is if somebody would throw something from Rishos HaRabim, from Rishos HaYochid to Rishos HaYochid, it would go derech Rishos HaRabim. Are you chayiv a potter? According to Rabbi Akiva, you chayiv. According to Chachamim, you potter. And what emerged was 4 possibilities of what exactly the machloikis is. Could be they're arguing dafke lamata me'asar tfachim. The machloikis is klute kimisho hunchadamim. Could be the machloikis is dafke lamayla me'asar tfachim. The machloikis is yalfinan zoyrik mimoyshin. Could be the machloikis is both limalo and Lamata. And they're arguing in 2 things. They're arguing whether you say Kluta Kamicha Unchadamya, and they're arguing whether Yalfin and Zoyrek Mimashin. And it could be the Machlaikis is Dafka between 3 Tvachim and 10 Tvachim. Lamayla Me'asar Tvachim, maybe no one learns Zoyrek Mimashin. Could be less than 3 Tvachim, everybody holds Lavud. Halacha L'Moshe Misinai. Machlaikis would be between 3 and 10 Tvachim. Now the Gemara is going to discuss the reverse case. What would be if somebody throws something from a Rishos HaRabim to a Rishos HaRabim and it goes derech Rishos HaYochid? The exact opposite. Tanu Rabbanu, Rishos HaRabim, Rishos HaRabim, Rishos HaYochid b'emtza. If somebody throws something from Rishos HaRabim to Rishos HaRabim and it goes derech Rishos HaYochid, Rabbi says, Yechad Ducham, Poyjun, Chom, and say, you're potter. So here it's not a machloikis, Rabbi Akiva and Chachomim. Rather, here it's a machloikis, Rabbi and the Chachomim. Rabbi's the one that says chayiv, and the Chachomim are the ones that say potter. So, Tigma, Rabbi Shmuel, Namit Shavayu, Rabbi Shmuel both said, Oi chayiv Rabbi that said, Rishos HaRabim to Rishos HaRabim, derech Rishos HaYochid to Michayiv, Ela Rishos HaYochid Mekura. This is only if the Rishos HaYochid had a roof over it. Meaning, a Rishos HaYochid, even though you think of it as a house, but it doesn't have to be a house. A house has to have a roof on top of it. A Rishos HaYochid does not have to have a roof on top of it. It could be Ikka Chosim in a Sefer, and it could still be considered a Rishos HaYochid. Stating that, Rebbe said, or Rabbi Shmuel explained Rabbi Shita, that the only time Yechayev, Mirshus HaRabim, Lushus HaRabim, Terech Rishos HaYochid, is if the Rishos HaYochid was roofed. But if it didn't have a roof on top of it, then you're not going to have this halach. And the reason is, the Minang Besa, Commander Mal Yadami, Rabbi Shita was based on a lumdus, that a house is considered full. So if you travel through the airspace of the house, assuming it has a roof on top, it's as if there was a real, bona fide hanacha. It's as if it was on the ground. Because the bias is considered Commander Mal Yadamya, Rashi says, bottom line, Mitoich Shehu Choshech Umalei Hevla, it has something to do with the physical nature of the house. But the physical mitzius of the house begets a lumdis of Besa Commander Mal Yadamya, and it's as if there was a real Hanoch, and that's why you're going to be Chayv. Avol Sheinu Mekura, but let's say the Rishos HaYochid wasn't Mekura Loi, then you wouldn't be Chayv. Omer Rav Chanan, Rav Yehuda Mashmul, Chayv HaRav Yishtayim, where Rebbe said that you're going to be Chayv going from Rishos HaRabim to Rishos HaRabim, Derech Rishos HaYochid, you're not only going to be Chayv 1, you're going to be Chayv 2. Very simple. Achas Mishum Hoitza, V'achas Mishum Achnasa. You Chayv Mishum Hoitza, you went from Rishos HaYochid to Rishos HaRabim, you Chayv Mishum Achnasa, you went from Rishos HaRabim to Rishos HaYochid. So there's 2 legs for this trip. And the point is that when it goes through the Rishos HaYochid, there's a hanocha. If there's a hanocha, that means when it went from Rishos HaRabim to Rishos HaYochid, you chayiv. That's achnasa. If there was a hanocha in the Rishos HaYochid, then when it goes from the Rishos HaYochid to Rishos HaRabim, you'll be chayiv again. Because if there was a hanocha, when it landed in the Rishos HaYochid, quote unquote, never really landed, then there's an akira when it goes now into the Rishos HaRabim. So it's for that reason you're going to be chayiv twice, one for Eitzo, one for Achnasa. Yosef Rav Chana v'kol kashale. So Rav Chana was sitting and he asked the kashale, maybe the b'chayiv Rebbe, I told him, Mokum Av. It sounds like, now, according to Rebbe, if you would do this in one act, one swoop, you'd be chayiv 2 chatois, assuming you did a b'shoikik. How could that be? It's one is an av and one is a tolda. Eitzo is the av. Hachnasa is the tolda. Does Rebbe hold Yechayev for a tolda and an av separately if you do them b'shoigig b'helamechav? Tanya, we learned in the Braisa. Rebbe Yoimer, Rebbe said, it says, Vayakil Moishas kol adas b'nei Yisrael v'yomer aleim eila hadvarim asher tziva Hashem lasa soysam. We learn like here, dvarim, hadvarim, eila hadvarim.
There's a remes here. Elu lamites malachos. Elu's big matria 36. Dvarim is 2. Hadvarim is another one. We've spoken about this many times. This is a remes to the 39 malachos. Shenemar l'moyeh shebisinai. So what do you see from here? 39 malachos. Why 39 malachos? That means 39 chatois. So you're not chayef for the talta. You're only chayef for the av. So why would Rabbi say you chayef shtayim? Only Rabbi Yosef. So Rabbi Yosef said like this. Mara ha-masni lo. You had a tradition that when Rabbi Yehuda said in the name of Shmuel, Mechayev Hoyer Rebbe Shtayim Achs Mishumaitzav Achs Mishumachnasa, he was referring to this Shitas Rebbe. And that's why you have a good Kasha. How could Rebbe say you Chayev for the oven and the Dolda? You can't be Chayev for both. But he said, the Kasha on the Rebbe, the Rebbe. And not on the Rebbe Yehuda Masinullah. We have a different Messiah. We had this on Rebbe Yehuda, not on Rebbe, but like Kasha, and as a result, we have no Kasha. Tanya, who's this Rebbe Yehuda? We're going to the Rice, Meshusa Yachel, Meshusa Rabbin, the other Arba Amris, Meshusa Rabbin. So this is another case. This is a case where someone threw something from Meshusa Yachel into a Meshusa Rabbin. Now he had a mind, presumably, as we'll see in the Gemara, for it to land right in the Rishus HaRabim. But it ended up going Dalet Amos in the Rishus HaRabim. So you ended up doing Haitzah times two. It went from Rishus HaYachat to Rishus HaRabim, and you did Havara Dalet Amos Rishus HaRabim. Rabbi Yehuda Mechayev, the Chachamim Pashim. Rabbi Yehuda says, Yechayev, the Chachamim say your potter. Said Rabbi Yosef, this is my Messiah. It was on this Rabbi Yehuda that Omer Rabbi Yehuda Damoira, Omer Shmuel, Mechayev Hoyer, Rabbi Yehuda, the Tanashtayim, Achas Mishum Haitzah, Vachas, not Mishum Achnasa, Vachas Mishum Avar. Yechayev for going from Rishus HaYachat to Rishus HaRabim, and then Yechayev for going Dalet Amos in the Rishus HaRabim. Now, how do we know, said Rav Yosef, that Rabbi Yehuda was chayev too? It almost has to be that way. Because these are good idea chod with the mechayev. Because if you can tell me that according to be only chayev one, Michal the Rabban and Pachu Lagamri, it's going to come out then that according to the Chum, you're not going to be chayev at all. If Rabbi Yehuda is saying you chayev one, that means the Chum that are saying Pater means you're not even chayev one. How could you not be chayev? Forget about the fact that it traveled another Dalet Amos. When you went from Rishus HaYachat to Rishus HaRabim, right there and then you have to be Chayev. But the Gemara says, maybe really Rabbi Yehuda is only Chayev one. For Rabbanan Patri Lagami, and really Rabbanan Tzei Yepater. What's the case? Ve'echi Meshkachas Lo. Going to Omar, the person said, Ad Denafkele the Rishus HaRabim Tanuach. He said, I wanted to land immediately in the Rishus HaRabim. That was what he said. And that's why you're potty. You know why? Rabbi Yehuda said, Rabbi Yehuda holds, Amrin Kluta Kimisho Huncha. Rabbi Yehuda holds, he said, Kluta Kimisho Huncha. And if that's the case, Visavido Le Machshavtai. So when the person said, I wanted to land immediately in the Rishus HaRabim, it did land immediately in the Rishus HaRabim. Because Kluta was Kimisho Huncha Damyo. For Rabbanan Savid, Rabbanan hold, Lo Yamrin Kluta Kimisho Huncha. For Lo Yasavido Le Machshavtai. And if that's the case, it never landed in the Rishus HaRabim where he wanted it to land. It didn't land immediately in the Rishus HaRabim because it went a little bit further. And being that it really went a little bit further, so it's for that reason that you're not going to be chayiv perhaps at all, according to the Chacham. It says the Gemara, I've told the B'makamav, loy mechayiv Rabbi Yehuda, loy sol kadaitach. You can't, I've told the B'makamav, loy mechayiv Rabbi Yehuda. So the Gemara says, loy sol kadaitach. You can't tell me Rabbi Yehuda is not mechayiv for the told the B'makamav. The time we learned to the Brice, Rabbi Yehuda is meisif afas shoivit v'amadaktik. In Periklal Gadol, we had 39 malachas. And then Rabbi Yehuda was meisif to the 39 malachas. He was meisif too. He was meisif shoivit and medaktik. These are things that are done in the weaving process. Amru loy, what the Chaman tell Rabbi Yehuda? Shoivit harei b'chal meisach. Medaktik harei b'chal loyrig. It's included in some of the other malachas. The Gemara says, my love of dinalutra v'ayibade adadi. Probably the person did both at the same time. And if that's the case, Vishmam, you know, Mechayev Hoyer Rabbi Yehuda, I told him, mock him up. When Rabbi Yehuda said, Yechayev for Shoivet and Medaktik, the Gemara assumes now that what he meant to say was, they're toldos, but if you do the Av and the Tolda, you're going to be Chayev for both. So the Gemara says, you see, clearly Rabbi Yehuda holds Yechayev for the Tolda, but Mokum Av, but the Gemara says, Mimai. Dumal Oilam, the Avdol, the Halachuda, the Halachuda. Maybe really it's talking about where you did them individually, Rabbi Yehuda. And when you did them individually, Rabbi Yehuda, I told the B'mokim Av, loy mechayev, and really Rabbi Yehuda is not mechayev for the told the B'mokim Av, B'hokim Ifki, this was the machloikis, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda holds Hani Avis Ninu, that these two things are obvious, Rabban and Savri, Hani told us Ninu, that they really told us, Teda, and I'll prove it to you, Diktoni, Rabbi Yehuda, Moisef, Rabbi Yehuda was Moisef, Rabbi Yehuda didn't say Yechayev for Shoivet and Medakte, Rabbi Yehuda was Moisef Shoivet and Medakte. What does it mean, Moisef? Yeah, I'm Rabbi Shlomo Avos, Bishlomo, if he held they were Avos, my Moisef, Moisef Avos, he added to the list of Avos, Eliyah, I'm a toddler, but if he holds that toddler's my moisef, then he wasn't moisef anything. So from the fact that he said moisef, that's a riot that he meant to be to add avos, it has nothing to do with whether or not you would be chayev for toldos b'makoim avos. One last gemara, itmar nami rabbi v'rab yosef to omri travayu lechayev rabbi Yehuda alachas. Rabbi Yehuda again, who said that if somebody
throw something from Rishus HaYachid into Rishus HaRavim, and it goes Dalan Amas Rishus HaRavim. So we're trying to figure out, Yuchayev, one or Yuchayev two? So the Gemara had a Messiah, the Rabbi Yehuda said in the name of Shmuel, regarding something that Yuchayev two. We weren't sure if he was referring to Rebbe's Halacha that we mentioned on the bottom of Tzadik Zayin, or Min Aleph, or we're talking about Rabbi Yehuda's Halacha. So the Gemara says, we have a Itmar Nami, that Rabbi and Rabbi Yosef both said, that Rabbi Yehuda said, you're only going to be Chayev one. Amalei Ravina l'Rav Ashi. Ravina told Rav Ashi, l'mad, the Salah Katayta made Kar, the Mechayev Rabbi Yehuda Shtayim, according to the Havamina, that maybe Rabbi Yehuda was Chayev, holds you really Chayev two. L'chura, ilahachi kabayla, lahachi like kabayla, and ilahachi kabayla, lahachi like kabayla. Why should you be chayev too? At the end of the day, you should be chayev if you throw something from a shus hayachid to a shus rabim, and you have in mind for it to land in a certain place, and it lands in the place that you had in mind for it to land. Only then should you be chayev. So, Marashah, where do you have in mind for it to land? If you had in mind to land immediately when it got into the airspace of the rishus rabim, so you should be chayiv for that. If you had in mind for it to land later, then you should be chayiv for that. But how do you end up being needing? So how do you end up being chayiv mamon of shach? What was your kavana? So what was the havamina that you should be chayiv to? I mean, lefia MS, you really are only chayiv one. But there was a havamina that you should be chayiv too. Why should you be chayiv too? At the end of the day, you could tell me one this from today till tomorrow, kluta kemishalun chadamyo, but you could only be chayiv for the area of where you intended for it to land. So the Gemara says, Amalei, but Eimer Kamakim Shatir Tzatanuch. So the person said doesn't care where it lands. If he said clearly that he doesn't care where it lands, it's in that case that you would be Chayiv, the Gemara thought, even twice, assuming Kluta Kemisha Huncha Dami Exhale. So I apologize for going through this daf so quickly. It's a difficult daf. It is what it is. Maybe we'll get back to some of the lumdus of this daf tomorrow. But just for now, to end on a lighter note. So to go back to the beginning of the daf, which was the Mekoshe Sheitzim. So really, the daf was made up of two parts. The first part of the daf was the Mekoshe Sheitzim. The second part of the daf was discussing the lumdus of Kluta Kemisho Hun Chadami. So again, what was the Mekoshe Sheitzim? The Pasuk says, in the end of Parsha Shlach, Vayiyu B'nei Yisrael B'Midbar, they either were in the Midbar, Vayimtsu Ish, Mekoshe Sheitzim, B'yoyim HaShabbos, and there was a person, there was a Yid that was Mechal Shabbos. What did he do? He was Mekoshe Sheitzim. They took this Yid, they brought him to Moshe, to Aharon, Val Kola Eda, Moshe didn't know what to do with him. Vayanichu Oise B'Mishbar, they put him away. Kilei Feirash, Maya Yosle, they had to wait, they needed Hashem to come and reveal to Moshe what's supposed to happen. Hashem revealed himself to Moshe and said, Moshe, you must ish. This person is chayiv misa. He's not just chayiv any misa, but rogam oisai ba'avonim. The misa that this person's chayiv is, he's chayiv skila, says the pasuk vayetziu oisai kola edal mechus lamachana, vayirgamu oisai ba'avonim vayomois, kashatziva Hashem es Moshe. And in today's daf, we saw a little bit of the rest of the story of the Mekoshe Sheitzim. Number one, who was the Mekoshe Sheitzim? Rabbi Akiva said it was Tzlafchad, as in the Bnei Tzlafchad's father. Okay, what was the nature of the Chilul Shabbos? We have three shittas. Rabbi Yehuda said in the name of Shmuel, the Mekoshish was a maver arba amers b'rishus harabim. A Braisa said that he was a koitzer. Rav Acher bar Yaakov said he was ma'amer, that he gathered bundles. So three ha'aris, if time allows, as it relates to the Mekoshe Sheitzim. The first is a bomba kasha that the Shoyal asked the Chassam Sofer in a tshuva, in Chelek Vav, tshuva Nun Vav. And that is, the Gemara says in Masechtas Bava Basra, Dav Kuf Yotes on the base, that the Bnei Slavchad came to Moshe Rabbeinu with a taina. Meaning, the Yidden knew that they were going to go into Eretz Yisrael and they were going to divide the land. And every man was going to get a parcel of land based on whatever he was supposed to yarshin. The Bnei Slavchad weren't men. Their father wasn't alive. They had no brothers. So they came to Moshe, Lama Nigara. What's supposed to happen to us? We're going to go into Eretz Yisrael. We're not going to have any land. And Hashem came to Moshe and told Moshe that you're right, that ordinarily a son yarshes. But if it ain't like Ben, and then Vavartim Snachalasi Labitai, then in that case, the daughter is supposed to yarshim. The Gemara in Masechtas Bava Basra says that the Bnei Slavcha, they were chachmonios. They were very bright women. Not just that, they were learned. They were milumadis. They knew how to learn. And when they came to Moshe Rabbeinu and they tainted that we deserve a piece of land, they came with a major lumdus. Says the Gemara like this. Moshe Rabbeinu was learning Masechtas Yevamos. He was learning Masechtas Yevamos. And in Masechtas Yevamos it says, that if two brothers
are together and one of them dies and he leaves over no children. So what's the halacha? The son, the brother goes ahead and the brother does yibum. Amrullah, he said, Ibn Yislafcha came to Moshe and they said like this, Im keben anu chashuvim, if we're girls are really like boys, then why shouldn't we yashin like the boys? The im lav, and if we're not boys, then our mother should have to do yibum. Our mother didn't do yibum. Our mother should have to do yibum. Because if my father died, he didn't have any sons. So what happens? So now there has to be a yibum. When do you do yibum if there's no children? Oh, so you tell me we are children. That's why my mother didn't do yibum. So then my mother shach, then I should yashin. So the Gemara says that the bnei slavcha, they were chachmaniyos, darshaniyos, Kaniyos. The Gemara goes through and explains each one. Where do you find they were Chachmaniyos? They came with this super lumdus. They told Moshe Rabbeinu, who was learning Yavamis, it was opportune. They said, Mamanavshach, look at this sugi, look at today's stuff. You're learning Yavamis. So I don't understand. Either we should be treated like children, and if that's the case, we should yarshin. And if we're not children, then how come our mother doesn't have to do yibum? So the Shoyl in the Tshuvas Chassam Sofer asked the Chassam Sofer a gorgeous question. He asked him that the Mordechai in the fourth parak in Masechtas Yevamos brings a shita from the Gaonim that says that if a man dies, and this man was a mummer, Nebuchadnezzar was a meshumid, he didn't keep Torah, the halach is his wife wouldn't fall a yibum. And the reason is because in many Gemaras, the Gemara says that if someone doesn't act like a Yid, so sometimes, Chalila, he can lose his status as a Yid. He cannot be considered achicha. Sometimes he loses our brothers. When we talk about our brothers, we mean that it has to be achid b'mitzvahs. So said this shita saga oinim that the Mordechai brings in Perek Achayilitz and Masech Des Yevamos, mumer eino zoykik ishtoy le'yibon. Why? Because it's not kiyesh v'achim. It's not achav and mitzvahs, and as a result, there's not going to be yibum. So yes, the kasha that we know the mekosh who is slavchad. The Gemara says Shabbos tzaddik vavam beis. Rabbi Akiva said he was the mekosh sheitzim. The mekosh sheitzim was mechal Shabbos, but he said the mekosh sheitzim wasn't just mechal Shabbos. There's a medrash that says that the mekosh sheitzim was ba vechavilosay al kseifoy lefnei Moshe vaharim v'chol eido. Right, the pasuk says that they brought the mekosh vayakrivu oisa hamoitzim mekosh sheitzim al Moshe v'laharim v'chol eido. Says the medrash, it's a yalkut that when the mekosh appeared in front of Moshe and Haran and v'chol eido, he was literally holding, it was chavilase biyadai. He had the chavila in his hand. If that's the case, the Mekoshish wasn't just a Mechal Shabbos. The Mekoshish was a Mechal Shabbos befarhesia. And if he was a Mechal Shabbos befarhesia, we know a Mechal Shabbos befarhesia has a din of a guy. He has a din of a mummer. If he has a din of a mummer, then if he dies, there's no yibum. So the Shoyl asked the Chassam Sofer a beautiful question. He made a cheshbon. He said, the Gemara says in Bava Basra Kufiyot HaSamad Beis that the Bnei Sofchot came with a Kayachataina. What was the Kayachataina? Moshe Rabbeinu, you're learning Yevamos now. Maman of Shach. If we're not children and that's why we don't yarshin, then there should be yibum. Meaning they felt that Slavchad's death really caused a yibum. Why? Because he died, he had no sons, and he had a brother. So Luchur, you should have to go ahead now, and you should have to do a yibum. The problem is, Slavchad is the Mekoshish. The Mekoshish Eitzim was a Mechal Shabbos. He was a Mechal Shabbos Bifar Hesio. If he was a Mechal Shabbos Bifar Hesio, then he has the Dinavagoy. The Dinavagoy. That's the Shita that the Mordechai brings. B'shem the Goyinim. That a guy that falls a Yibum. That if a Mummer dies, then his wife doesn't fall a Yibum. So the Shoyl asked his Kasha to the Chassam Sofer, and he said two beautiful Terutz. We're not going to go into it. I just want to mention the Kasha. The Chassam Sofer's Terutz, incidentally, to the Shoyl was, is that this Chazal, that says that the Mekoshish came to Moshe and Aharon, and he came v'chavilase biyadai, has to be going according to the Man Nomer that says that the Mekoshish was Maver Dal Ramer's Bishus Aravim. Because according to the Man Nomer that he was Koitzer, according to the Man Nomer that he was Ma'amer, then what does it mean, Bava Chavilase biyadai? The emphasis of Bava Chavilase biyadai means that he was doing his Chil Shabbos in the presence of Moshe and Aharon and Kol Eido. If that's the case, so it's only true according to the Mando Amar that holds that the Mekoshish was Maver Dal Ramas Pushus Arabim. But said the Chassam Sofer, there are other Shitas as well. If that's the case, you have to say, like the Achroinim often said in situations like this, that there's Midrashim Chalukim. You have to say there's different Midrashim. Meaning there's Midrashim this way, there's Midrashim that way. So you have to say there's Midrashim Chalukim. Once you establish that there's Midrashim Chalukim, you can't ask Kashas anymore. Because then I could always tell you that Gemara Bava Basra, Daf Kuf Yates on the base, is not going according to the Man Nomer that holds that the Mekoshish Eitzim was Maver Dal Ramas Pushus Arabim. It's going according to the Man Nomer that says he was Koitz.
Meiser, or it's going according to the Radama that says he was Ma'amer. The point is that being that there's different measures, sometimes the rest of the story is consistent throughout Chazal. There's one version of it, we know exactly what happened, and over there you could ask kashas. But when there's different versions of the story, when there's different Messiahs, then you can't ask kashas. So Chassam Sofer said it's a shmak a kasha. It's ruin advarim lemisha amra, but at the same time, to ask a kasha, to be knocked out because of a kasha, that's not something you can do. I just want to end with one epic Chassam Sofer. And that is that we had a machloikis in the Gemara, who exactly Tzlofchad was. So we know Tzlofchad died prematurely. We know he left over no sons. He had daughters. And the Torah told us the parish of Nachlois through the daughters of Tzlofchad. Rabbi Akiva said, you want to know who Tzlofchad was? The Torah says he died bechetoy. What was the chet? He was the Mekosha Sheitzim. He was Mechal Shabbos. So the Gemara says, Rabbi Yudim and Beseira told him, he says, Rabbi Akiva, or Akiva, it's interesting. It seems that the Tanam thought that Rabbi Akiva made mistakes when it came to Divrei Agada. Akiva Malocha Eitzel Agada Klach Eitzel Negam V'Halas. You have that throughout Shas, and here you have it again. What do you know about Agadata? We spoke at a vart once from the Lutzker Rav that even though Halacha Rabbi Akiva Mechaveru, that's only in Lamdus, not in Agadata. But there were certain people that had more koyach when it came to Lamdus than Agada. There are people that have more koyach when it comes to Agada, when it comes to Lamdus. Then you have an Isha Ashkoiles. He straddles both worlds very, very nicely with good finesse. But the point is, Rabbi Akiva seems, whenever he says something in Akada, everyone, they come so dramatically. I mean, that's intense. But regardless, he said, no, he says, Mamanasha. Because if you're right, and besides, I don't even know if you're right, who said Slavchad was the Mekoshesh? So the Gemara says, Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira, if Slavchad wasn't the Mekoshesh, then what was the chet that he died for? What did he do wrong? So the Gemara says, oh, he died, Vayapilu Lalis, that after Hashem told the Yidden, you're not going into Eretz, he saw there were some Jews that decided they're going to go anyways. He was one of them, and that's why he died. Now, there's a very obvious pshat kash issue with the Gemara. Because what did Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira told Rabbi Akiva? He told me, Akiva, at the moitza laz al oisei tzadik. So, okay, to read the message, so you want to explain to us why he died? What was the chet? Oh, he went into Eretz Yisrael when he really tried going, when really he wasn't supposed to go. So the Mamar of Shach, then you're also telling me that he wasn't a tzaddik. So what's this Lashon at the Moitzi Laz Aloitz tzaddik? He wasn't a tzaddik. So this is Rashi Bavarns the Kasha. And Rashi in the Sugya said, it was the second line on the top of Tzaddik Zayin Amad Aleph, Shalei Hirshia Kol Kacha Chilul Shabbos. Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira meant to say, listen, I understand he didn't have Aveira. The Pasuk says he didn't have Aveira. But at the same time, I think he was a tzaddik. Meaning, I don't think it was such a major Aveira. Yeah, it wasn't Chil Shabbos. According to you, it was Chil Shabbos Befarhesia, maybe. It was a very, very big deal. I don't think it was so bad. I don't think it was Chil Shabbos Befarhesia. Listen to what the Chassam Sofer says. Chassam Sofer says like this, that if you go through the Psukim, and it's, you know, Parsha Shlach is so much about the Meraglim, you get so stuck on the first part of the Parsha that you often don't even realize that there's a whole Parsha in Parsha Shlach. There's a few Psukim that I think are tucked away, the very end of the Parsha of the Meraglim. The Pasuk says like this, Vayidaber Moshe Sadvar Me'ilal, the Yidden mourned. They were very, very upset. They mourned the fact that they were told they're not going to go into Eretz Yisrael. There were Yidden that woke up early in the morning. They climbed the mountain and they said the following: we're going to go to that place that Hashem told us we're not supposed to go. So Moshe turns to him and says, I told you we're not going to Eretz Yisrael. We're going to die in the Midbar. Don't you realize you're not going to be successful? Don't go. Hashem's not with you. You're not going to be successful. Because the Amalekim and the Kananim are there. And you're going to die. I'm telling you, Hashem's like, they didn't care. This is the pasuk. Vayapilu lalalois el roish ahar. What does vayapilu mean? Rashi says, Lashon chozek. V'chein, it's strength. Ingerish blaz, whatever that means. Vayapilu lalois al roish ahar. V'aroin bris Hashem. U'moshe loy mashu v'kem. The Aron didn't budge. Moshe Rabbeinu didn't go anywhere. They climbed the mountain. They're going into Eretz Yisrael anyways. Vayered o'amoleki. V'aknani ayoshe b'harahu. And the Amalekim and the Knanim came. Vayakum v'yaksum adcharma. And they tzeshmet it. They demolished. They completely wiped out the Zidim. This is the rest of the story. It's Pesukim in the Torah. So after Hashem comes and tells Moshe, they cry, Balai Lahu, you're not going to go into Eretz Yisrael. The story ends? No, it doesn't. There's 7-8 psukim afterwards. Moshe Rabbeinu tells him, you're not going. There were yidden that day. So we're going anyways. Vayashkimu baboyker. Vayapilu lalis al rosh ahar. There was a short war. One pasuk. Vayerud amaleki vaknani yosha barahu. Vayakum. Vayaksum. Ad hacharma. They were completely wiped out. Says Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira. You want to know who Tzlavchad was and why Tzlavchad died? He was one of those chevra. That's who he was. He was Meis Pechetoy. He was one of those chevra. Says the Chassam Sofer, that I want to say that really, Tzlavchad, even though it's true the Torah says that he was a chayte, but at the same time the Gemara says he was a tzaddik. And that's what Rabbi Yehuda Meseri told Rabbi Akiva, Atem Moitzi Laza Loi Tzaddik. Wasn't a tzaddik. Manavshach. Doesn't it seem like he did an Avera? So says the Chassam Sofer, no. I think Tzlavchad and those people that decided that even though Hashem said you can't go into Eretz Yisrael, we're going to go anyway, I think they did the right thing. You know why they did the right thing? Because really, Hashem wanted them to go into Eretz Yisrael. Nervous, they sinned. And because of their Avera, Hashem said, you know what? And now I'm not interested anymore. I don't want you anymore. Says the Chassam Sofer, you know what this reminds me so much of? Of a baskol that the Gemara talks about in Chagiga Tezvav Amir Aleph. Shuvu banim shayvavim chutz miacher. Shuvu banim shayvavim chutz miacher. Acher heard a baskol that said everyone could do tshuva except for Acher. So what did Acher do when he heard that baskol? So he says, okay, if I can't do tshuva, I'm not going to have any portion in the next world. So what do I need? Then I might as well enjoy myself in this world. See, he went ahead and he was the Gemara tells the story about Acher. I'm not going to have that world. I might as well have this world. But says the Chassam Sofer, Acher was wrong. Acher was wrong. Because Acher should have fought anyways. Acher should have fought. And even though the Paschal said, Shuvu banim shayvavim chutz me'acher, Acher should have understood that that didn't mean that Acher can't do tshuva. Of course he could have done tshuva. What it meant was the door was locked. What it meant was you were going to have to knock really loudly or you would have to break in. You would have to barge through the door. But at the end of the day, you should have gone in. And he says, I have a Messiah from Tzadikim that the Gemara says, Kol mashi yoimelach balabayis asei chutz mitzeh. You know what the nimshal is? The nimshal is that if the balabayis, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, tells you to do something, you listen. This is one time you don't listen to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If he says tzeh. If he says shuvu banim shayvavim chutz miyach, that's the only time you don't listen to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Kol masha oimalach balabayis asei chutz mitzei. And he says Acher did an avera, and that's why there was a baskel that shuvu banim shayvavim chutz miyacher. And then he made another mistake. He made a mistake. He actually believed the baskel. He listened to the balabayis. He took it literally. He thought that it meant I can't do tshuva. Says the Chassam Sofer, there's no such thing. There's no yid in the world that can't do tshuva. Every single yid can do tshuva. And you know what? When Moshe Rabbeinu told the yid, let's do what he says. When Moshe Rabbeinu told the end, you can't go into Eretz Yisrael. It was the baskol shuvu banim shayvavim chutz miyacher. And really, all the yidden were supposed to band together, and they were supposed to say, "We're not maskim. We're going anyways." And there were a handful of yidden that did. There were yidden that went, and vayapilu, they scaled the mountain. They scaled the mountain. They tried going into Eretz Yisrael. So why weren't they successful? So says the Chassam Sofer, could be the reason they weren't successful was because HaKadosh Baruch Hu felt they deserved a little bit of an oynish, and let this be their oynish. HaKadosh Baruch Hu in his infinite wisdom decided, let them get punished now, but in Olam Haba, they're going to have, and not just that, they're going to die like Balei Tshuva. Says the Chassam Sofer, if that's the case, it's both true. On the one hand, Tzlavchad maybe did an Avera. He did an Avera in the sense that he didn't listen, but at the same time, it wasn't really an Avera. And in fact, he died b'tshuva, u'b'machim sh'balei tshuva, m'oydim ein tzadikin gemurim michoylim lamayin, and it's for that reason Tzlavchad goes down, as at the same time, lama atam moitzi laz aloysi tzadik, even though Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira in the same breath says, what do you mean? He did an Avera. He was from the people that climbed the mountain. Yeah, it's true. There was an element of Avera over there, but at the same time, he did the right thing. But the Yisoid of the Chassam Sofer, there's a Paschal that says, Shuvu banim shayvavim chutz miyacher. But there's another klal, and that is, Kol mashi yomelach balabayis asei, chutz mitzei. And he says, that was the mistake that the Yidden made. Had all the Yidden said, Moshe Rabbeinu, we're not maskim, we're doing tshuva, we're going into Eretz Yisrael, we're going to plow our way in. Maybe they would have been successful. They weren't supposed to just bow. They heard it and they took it. They cried. They weren't supposed to cry. What they were supposed to do was they were supposed to fight back. Because you never listen. Even if HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Moshe Rabbeinu, Shechina medaberes mitoch groinoy, you're not going to Eretz Yisrael. It doesn't matter. Kol masha oimalach balabayis asei chutz mitzei. If you ever get a sense, an inkling, that maybe things are pulling you in a direction where, faked, you're not wanted, you don't even, even if it's true, even if there's a baskel, Haskell that tells it to you. Shuvu banim shayvavim chutz miacher. Says the Chassam Sofer. No, it's in a side. You're supposed to fight through. Because the emes is not shuvu banim shayvavim chutz miacher. The emes is kol mashayoy melech balabayis aseh chutz mitzvah.